So, anyway, let's get started here.
Sounds good.
And a one, and a two. And welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 29. Marvel Spotlight. Gasp. And Avengers vs. X-Men. I am Chris Mosby.
Caleb Gerard with the bad rendition of the X-Men cartoon theme song.
Oh, that's what that was. Okay.
Alrighty.
It's been a while. Anyway.
And I'm Murray Fox. And I've got a sandwich stuck in my teeth.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that, man.
Gross.
Yeah, we're recording extremely early on a Sunday morning, getting ready for...
Early?
Yeah, well, for me, it is. For, well, you know, it's sort of early. It's like 10 here, but anyway.
It's 3 o'clock here in Canada.
Oh, it is not.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, we had a lot of, had a few people say that, you know, we don't cover Marvel very often, and which is true. I'm not the biggest Marvel fan as much as I used to. I used to be a zombie years ago, back in the 90s, and I had saw one too many cyber ninjas and kind of dumped a lot of that. Though I am reading, as we've discussed before, still reading Punisher and Daredevil, which apparently Mr. Wade might possibly be doing more titles. There's a nice little thing on Newsarama talking about, which we can get into maybe at a later date, but you know, there's they're talking about rumors about changes in the who's doing what, this Avengers thing being part of it, rumors that maybe Brian Michael Bendis might take over X-Men stuff, and you know, about Hickman and Matt Fraction and so on and so forth. And you know,
so anyway, this Avengers X-Men storyline with the mm-hmm. Phoenix and such, this is Bendis' swan song on Avengers, right? This is it.
That's what I'm reading. Yeah, he's gonna leave eventually. Let's see who the writers are.
People can say what they will about him, but mm-hmm. goodness gracious, I mean, he saved the freaking franchise. So.
Yeah, he did. It's a lot of Avengers stuff out there now. But let's get into the Avengers versus X-Men thing. Got the wonderful little preview program, I think this is what they called it, on Comicology, and I guess they handed those out free at comic shops, so I missed that somehow. But anyway, here's the brain trust. The writers are Jason, the X-Men Aaron, Brian... the Avengers Bendis, Ed, Captain America Brubaker, which, you know, that's some two right there already. Matt, the Invisible Iron Man Fraction, and Jonathan, Fantastic Four Hickman. And artists, John Romita Jr. from Amazing Spider-Man, which you can't go wrong. Olivier Coppiel from Thor, and Adam Kubert, which did Schism, I think. So, that's not what I want. I want this. This is going to. Oh, go ahead.
It's interesting they mentioned Brubaker in relation to Captain America, but not Secret Avengers, which seems to be more apropos for this storyline. But whatever.
Yeah.
He's done X-Men stuff too, hasn't he?
Written all kinds of crap over there.
Mm-hmm. I think all these guys, at one point or another, have done. Both. I mean, what's his name? Matt Kubert. What was the first name you mentioned on the art?
Writer.
J.R.J.R. I mean, goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the coolest X-Men issues.
Yeah, that's the era I remember most. And he was off and came back on at one point, I know. So.
He did that kick-ass X-Men two-parter where they were fighting, where they all got transformed into, like, the Conan era. It was a Spider-Man villain. Oh crap, what was that? But it was really, I mean,
yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, it's over. Dynamite has the rights to that character now. Believe it or not.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah, it's like Fulsa Doom or something like that, or I don't remember. But yeah, they Kulon Gath, maybe is that it?
No. Yes, that's it, yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So that is actually a Conan villain. And he got a hold of, I remember that very vividly. He got a hold of some kind of artifact and changed the everything, and X-Men were in it, and Spider-Man, you know. Yeah, I remember that. That was really good.
Really Captain good America was in it. It was and again, the Heat, all these guys, I think at one point or another, like you noted, Murray, mm-hmm. they've had their fingers on both in both universes at one point or another. I don't know if Bendis has actually done X-Men proper, but obviously he's done some X-Men characters over in Avengers. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Hickman, I don't know what he's – I mean, he's done Fantastic Four. Has he done, like, Secret Avengers or anything?
Oh, maybe not. Maybe that's a good point. I forgot about Hickman.
Still, he's one of their favorites, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He gets to play.
Yeah, the FF storyline was pretty interesting. So, I'm losing track on who's what team here. Because I'm looking at the Avengers lineup, and they have Iron Fist and Doctor Strange. So I thought they were in the Defenders. And you got the Thing on the Avengers side, which I thought he was Fantastic Four.
He's been an Avenger for a couple of years.
Oh, that's right, the Secret Avengers. I remember seeing some of that.
No, he's on Luke Cage's team.
Yeah, the New Avengers.
New Avengers, yeah.
The new Avengers. Yeah.
Right. Along with Squirrel Girl.
Yes.
Canada's favorite, Squirrel Girl.
All right.
Seems like I remember that somewhere.
Let's
see. Let's do the rundown here. What we got? Talks about, okay, you got any Avengers, and they even have like MMO type names assigned to them, like Red Hulk. They got him as the heavy tank. You know, powers. I don't know if I want to go into that much detail, but anyway, we got Red Hulk, Captain America, Luke Cage, Iron Man, Spider-Man. Black Widow, Iron Fist, Hawkeye with no mask, The Thing, and if anybody, you see the Avengers movie, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Spider-Woman, Black Panther, and Doctor Strange, which when did he get so, I don't know, peevy or pervy? I read that number one Defenders, and I didn't want to read anymore after that. It's kind of like turned into the, you know, I don't know.
He's just going through his, like, midlife crisis. He's probably got, like, a magic Corvette that he's driving around.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. We put it in that context. Yeah, go ahead.
He started to go gray on the temples. Oh, wait a minute. He's been gray on the temples for decades. Never mind.
It's, like, almost around his head, it looks like.
I think Wong started
a while.
Yeah.
Didn't he have,
like, Wong's a little... question why there were no women at the house.
Yeah. Distraction.
Did he have a hot chickie or something?
Okay, let's see, and it says here that you can follow the team, this team I just mentioned, in Avengers number 25, New Avengers 24, and New Avengers number 25. Okay?
Gotcha.
And in the Uncanny X-Men, we have Cyclops, who is the leader, Emma Frost, Colossus, which is in this little picture sporting his Juggernaut form. Still don't know what happened there. I think that was in that Fear Itself thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm so behind. Which I also, speaking of, there is a wonderful little Marvel chronology thing you can get for free on Comicology as well. It's got to be like 100 pages. And it's got, like, in order, the trades you can get to get caught back up.
Wow. Jesus. Only 100 pages worth of trades. Okay.
I don't know. It seemed like it because I kept turning. Oh wow, another page, another page. I don't know how many pages it is. I'd have to look, but it's a lot. Anyway, back to it. Magneto, of course, which he's not a hero. They have a title all about that. Anyway, Hope, which I know just a little bit about. That's actually, I think it's Scott's daughter, isn't it?
No, his granddaughter.
Granddaughter. So it's actually Nate's daughter then.
So, and it's not even his daughter. He was her surrogate father. So it's very it could not be more convoluted if they tried.
I read some of those cables for at one time. Yeah.
No, Hope is the oh my god, I don't remember what the storyline was, but her parents were killed in Alaska. Cable and Bishop were on different sides of the fight trying to figure out whether to kill her or save her. So Cable saves her, raises her as his own daughter, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But Cable is supposed to be Scott Summers' kid. So technically Hope is Scott Summers' – not technically, but in a convoluted way, Hope is Scott Summers' granddaughter.
Right. Whew. Okay.
Ooh, oh, my God. Cable is the character.
Yeah. Let's see. You got Magic from the New Mutants, which she was dead and came back at one point, I believe. I'm not really sure. She maybe he's trapped in a demon dimension again. I'm way behind on that. And you got Storm. And, you know, people haven't followed the X-Men in a long time. Namor's on the team because he is the first mutant. You still coughing up along there, Caleb?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
And also note that Storm is actually an Avenger now. So.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. And she's joined the event. Well, who isn't in the Avengers? Really? You want to get down to it?
I think everyone has been there at some point.
Because, I mean, we'll get to that in a minute. If I'm not mistaken, Beast is listed on the Secret Avengers.
Yep.
I think so.
Yeah. I think that's interesting that Beast has got a team affiliation. So does Storm. But you notice Wolverine does not?
Yeah, and if you read the preview of number one in this guide, it leaves that hanging. He's like, you know, wanting to know. But on the cover of the round one, it shows Wolverine on Avengers' side, and that's some of the promo art that they've shown. It shows a Wolverine's on the Avengers' side. We'll see how that goes. But anyway, okay, going on. You got Namor, the Submariner, and Danger, which is just exactly what you kind of get out of that if you haven't read the X-Men, and that's been around for a while. I even read that part. It's the Danger Room, which is an actual sentient entity now.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah, that's who that is. That's Danger. It's the Danger Room.
She was a Whedon character, actually.
Yeah.
So.
I read all those, and that was awesome stuff. The trades.
Kind of a nut. Probably giving him a little nod for the movie. So.
Yeah, which that character is actually in the Uncanny stuff and has been around for a while. So you got Psylocke, which you know, she was dead and back. And I love what it says. Her role is infiltrator and her powers, telepathy, telekinesis, and ninja.
Ninja's a power. Oh, super karate.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, and it says in here, it says you can follow the Extinction Team, which that's – if anybody read the new Uncanny X-Men, you know what that means, in the Uncanny X-Men number 11. And moving on, the first line of defense against the Phoenix – oh, spoiler, which is pretty clear. This involves the Phoenix if you read this thing. They detected the Phoenix, and it's coming back, and that's what all starts all this. So anyway, you got the Secret Avengers. You have Thor, Ms. Marvel, War Machine, Vision, Beast, well, Secret Avengers, Captain Britain, a character named the Protector. Now, I'm not really sure who that is.
He's a Kree. He's like Captain Marvel.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's the guy from the first six issues of – oh, there's David right there. Let's bring him in here just one second. He's the one that was in that first arc of the Avengers, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Supposed to be Marvel Boy? Is that who Marvel Boy?
No, it's not Marvel Boy.
No.
He you know, it's Bendis not doing Marvel Boy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually it does.
And David might actually – David was just telling me yesterday, he is – if he dials in here, he is 100% caught up on his X and Avengers. When I say 100%, he's like scary caught up. So.
Well, then we'll go back and I'm negotiating him joining. Make sure he's ready. I asked him if he's ready to join. He's typing feverishly, so we'll see what he says here.
Don't give in to any of his demands.
Okay, he says he lost his internet, so he's on his phone.
Lost his internet. You gotta pay
The entire town did, he said.
It's the Phoenix Force.
They're starting with.
Let's see.
David Town.
All is mobile.
Oh, yes, right. Maybe next week then.
Oh. Hello? You there, David?
Oh.
No.
I heard something.
No, it says. Hold on. Following this guy.
We need hold music.
Yeah. David, you with us?
I'm here, I think.
Yeah, you are. I tried to call your mobile on it first, and it said I didn't have enough Skype credit. Then I actually called the application, and then it connected you. So, David, thanks for joining the call.
You're very welcome. It's been a very frustrating morning. So.
If the entire town lost the internet, I'd probably be in a catatonic state right now.
Welcome to poor little Iowa. So
that's where the Phoenix is hitting first.
Yep. So we were just going over the we were using the.
Let's introduce David first.
Yes. Yes. Well, yeah. I was going to ask him, you know, to tell him about himself. So go right ahead.
Oh.
I always feel like this is the beginning of a really bad blind date when you guys do this. So I enjoy long walks on the beach and quiet. I'm David Theobald. I live in Dubuque, Iowa, which is on the border of Wisconsin and Illinois and Iowa. I'm a nationally certified sign language interpreter for the deaf.
Oh, that's cool.
I've been reading comics since I was in my 20s because my parents are fundamentalist Baptists and we were not allowed to read comics as kids. So,
oh, you poor man.
So they were considered Satan's work. But I was allowed to watch all the TV shows.
So, that makes sense.
Figure that out in your spare time. I only collect team books. So if there's more than one person in a book, I probably own it.
All right.
And I just did, I'm on, Comic Collectors Live to finally do databasing.
Ah, cool.
And I'm just finished my 39th long box, and I still think I have 10 more to go.
Holy gosh.
Hey, do you mind asking, how old are you, Dave?
Oh, I'm 39. I'll be 40 soon, sadly enough.
There you go.
So 19 years worth of comics, you're going, holy crap. All right.
Welcome to eBay.
Yeah.
So,
I'd probably have about that many if I hadn't sold some over the years.
Well, and I had gotten rid of a bunch of them and then gone back and gone, oh, I might need that. You never know. My big thing is I always buy a set as a set. Like, I never buy single issues unless they're current.
Oh, wow.
So, like, for example, the other day, somebody was talking about the Micronauts, so I went and bought the entire set of the Micronauts in one fell swoop.
Oh, you have something to talk about with Paul then.
So I think he's the one who actually inspired me. I'm like, oh, I had that toy as a kid. I should totally buy those. And there we go. So, and when I mean the whole set, it means like the Marvel run, the Devil's Due run, the annuals, the specials. So they have their own little long box out back.
Wow. So Dave, you are the definitive impulse shopper. Okay.
I really am, yeah. My husband always says to me that I'm the perfect American capitalist, so, which I think I am, so that works out pretty well.
Yeah.
Wow. Look, McDonald's commercial. I need a Big Mac.
Not allowed to eat a McDonald's anymore.
I haven't eaten a McDonald's in about 2 or 3 years, I think.
Oh, you're a strong man.
Well, that's just because Sonic is just, you know, a little bit further down the road, so.
Our Sonics all went bankrupt.
Oh, really?
Have any Sonics. No cherry limeades for us.
Oh, Lord, that's just terrible. I grew up eating Sonic.
I told you, I was a bad place. So.
Oh, man.
Internet, no cherry limeades, so.
Wow, no dancing either, I bet.
Oh, only in certain towns.
Yeah, okay, all right. So, let's see. We were getting into the Avengers versus X-Men program guide that Marvel put out.
Okay.
I'm reading it off of Comicology right here, and we're kind of just going through the who the players are, and I'm way behind. I'm confused about how some people are in some teams. And, well, for example, The Thing. He's listed on the Avengers team.
Yes, he's on the New Avengers.
The team. New Avengers, that's right. And it seems like I remember seeing that. That.
And he's still on the Fantastic Four and on the FF.
Lord.
Oh,
sure. You know, that with Wolverine, I guess that's kind of one of my problems that with Marvel lately, or has been for a while, how they do with Wolverine. He's in like 47 titles. You know?
And they just took him out. Wolverine is now no longer an Avenger.
Okay.
But he's still a new Avenger, and now Storm took his place on the Avengers, but they're all still in the X-Men. And they made a big deal of Wolverine, like, giving up his position for Storm and how, like, you know, he didn't have time because he was running the school. And yet, he's still a new Avenger.
And you guys thought it was convoluted when I was explaining the history of Hope. So,
they've messed her up quite a bit. I noticed they changed her power set.
Yeah,
that's Duplicator. What the hell is that?
She was never a Duplicator before. She had every power every mutant's ever had. And then they made her Rogue without the tactile part.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, see, I didn't know what her stuff was before. I I knew about the storyline because I'd read some of those comics somewhere. I don't remember where, but with Cable and all that. I probably had some trades that I was looking through, but anyway. And the first I really
see... Cable's alive again. Spoiler. Yeah. Cable's alive again, so...
Yeah, that I knew.
Okay.
With that extinction thing.
Yes. Which is the whole premise of X-Men versus Avengers.
Yeah.
But not really.
But yeah, the really time I really first saw her do anything was in that first Uncanny X-Men comic, the newest one.
Okay.
So
and she can't be a power duplicator because when her powers were finally revealed during I want to say Second Coming, and that's not right. The name's escaping me. The one where all the Nimrod Sentinels came back from the future and they had to defend Utopia. She used Phoenix's powers.
Oh.
So she can't be a power duplicator because Phoenix is dead and Marvel Girl was in space.
At the time, yeah.
Yeah. So how did she do that? I mean, she manifested the Phoenix Force. That's how they won.
Okay. Well, so I'm gonna get geeky for just a moment, but she spent a lot of time in the future, so.
Yeah.
But she doesn't store it up like a battery, does she?
Well, that's the implication. Sort of like Duplicate Boy from Legion is that if she's been exposed to it, she can do it, right?
Okay, so when did she ever meet Jean Grey?
No, well, see...
is this one of those wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey type of things?
Little snippet that I saw of her in that first, or maybe the second Uncanny X-Men when they were fighting that sinister guy, she was only manifesting stuff from the people that she was around.
Yes, that's where they turned her into Rogue.
Okay.
Because she literally says she had to steal the Stepford Cuckoo's telepathic abilities.
Right.
Okay, so who's not confused at this point?
I'm confused.
Exactly. It is kind of funny. My sister's kids are upstairs playing with Marvel action figures, and it's hilarious because I'm like trying to explain Marvel to them gets so convoluted on who's on what team and how people are related. Mm-hmm. But then when I tried to explain Wonder Woman to them, they were like, they literally said to me, well, which Earth is this Wonder Woman? And I'm like, how sad that it takes 20 minutes to explain a superhero to a kid these days.
Oh, jeez.
But they got all excited because they're like, that means we can all be Wonder Woman because we can be from different Earths.
Well, like, there you go.
That's
perfect, yeah. So, okay, going through... we went through the, you know, all the Avengers already. We're talking, you know, Iron Fist, which, you know, he was on the new Avengers, wasn't he?
Yes, he still is, and he's also now a Defender.
And so Doctor Strange is as well. And I remember now he was on new Avengers.
It still is, yeah.
Okay. And Hawkeye. Yeah, and Hawkeye without a mask.
Yes, and Hawkeye now is also the leader of the Secret Avengers, as well as the head instructor of Avengers Academy. He has a lot of free time, I guess.
Well, I tell you, these Marvel heroes, they gotta put in some overtime.
They clearly have very good eye calendars, you know, that they're using, because clearly they know where to be and when
to
be.
So, like, let's see, I need to be over at Avengers Mansion at 9 o'clock, and I have a fight with Dr. Doom at 3.
And I got to be done by 4:30
to
get to class. So.
Night class over at the Academy at 4:30, so, okay, wow.
And you notice they changed Hawkeye's costume to look like the movie version.
Yeah, and, I mean, they even got that. A new title coming out was got all the characters that are going to be in the movie too. So,
now they'll be on yet another team.
Yeesh. Okay. I went over them Black Panther and the Thing and all those Luke Cage and all that. So,
and Black Panther's not on the team anymore, is he?
Well, they've got him listed on the Avengers.
He's not on the current teams anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember he turned them down, and that's when they pulled in Daredevil, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's why Storm got picked in, because he offered his wife as a replacement.
Oh, that's not sexist at all.
Not at all. Hi, my hot African wife will do your service for you. So.
Okay, so going to the X-Men, give some background. On that, let's see, Cyclops.
That came up very racist, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, what they did sounds racist almost, but anyway. Let's see, Cyclops, Emma Frost. Okay, when in the hell did her and Cyclops get together? I totally missed that.
She had an affair back when Grant Morrison was doing the X-Men.
Okay.
So it was called the New X-Men.
Right, I remember.
She survived the Genosian attack by the Sentinels.
Okay.
And that's where she learned she could turn to Diamond.
Okay.
So she came to the school as kind of a refuge, a place to start over, and promptly had an extramarital affair with Cyclops, who was still married to Jean Grey.
Oh, no.
Then Jean Grey died, because the Magneto imposter killed her.
Right.
With powers that he doesn't possess. Mm-hmm. And Jean Grey came back and gave them her blessing to continue and have a happy life together.
Well, isn't that convenient?
So that's what I thought. I'm like, she basically, and so, you know, the two women had it out, and then Jean realized she wasn't being a good wife and da-da-da, and so she basically approved their affair.
Because the first time I seen her with him was that first – one of the first pages of Astonishing X-Men with Whedon, and Wolverine's like standing over their bed, and he says to Cyclops, "What part of grieving, what stage of grieving is this?" And then Cyclops blasts him through the wall. And I'm like, what the hell?
I have a vague memory of them like literally hugging each other in front of her grave.
Right.
That could be a fevered imagination, but I can see that Phoenix emblem tombstone that they have, and I remember them like standing there and then having a discussion about like, should we do this? And she's like, yeah, it's fine.
I haven't really stuck with X-Men or tried to get back in and haven't been able to, is because of that particular thing right there, I think. But
it's, I have to admit, and I've always liked Cyclops. I know some people say, you know, he's too goody-goody, thus he's not very dramatic. But I kind of like those characters. I don't like when the evil characters, and I say evil in quotes, mm-hmm. get all the play because they're willing to do things that persons with morals and ethics wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Like Magneto, you know, I find him an interesting character, but he did kill a bunch of people in a submarine and then create a volcano in the middle of a town, and we're okay with that. Mm-hmm. But Cyclops, you know, is boring, so why write about him?
Yeah. So. See, I've always liked Cyclops, too. And for the, you know, because of his, which now the way things are with only 200 or so mutants, he's really not that way as much because of that very thing. He's trying to keep his race from being, you know, stamped out of existence.
Yeah, which is weird because now mutants are coming back, hence mm-hmm. Hope and her title.
Yeah.
So, and they're not a race. I always find that weird, too.
Well, you know, that's what they say. But, okay, now Colossus is a juggernaut now.
Yes, during Fear Itself.
Which, yeah, I thought. So how did that happen?
His sister Ileana was actually supposed to become the Juggernaut.
Okay.
And she's in prison because of the New Mutants series. She got her soul back by having demon gods attack the Earth and had kind of set everybody up and didn't tell anybody her plan, basically, is what it all boils down to. And so they put her in jail.
Okay.
I need to get Advil. My head is starting to hurt.
and people say that the Infinite Earth stuff in DC is hard to understand. This is ridiculous.
Well, but I compare it to, like, if you were – because, you know, it's been running 60-some years.
Right, right.
If you were to take a 60-year-old person who doesn't have superpowers, their life is equally as convoluted.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good
unless
point.
They're boring.
Yeah.
And then I don't care to hear about their 60-year life. So.
Yeah. Well, you make a very good point. There.
And I think the point of this X-Men Avenger story, not to get us back on track, but is that it's gonna be purely let's slug it out. I mean, it's just gonna be power versus power. I mean, it's not gonna be history versus history. It's not gonna be saying, okay, Hope, you have a really convoluted history, so we're gonna put you up against Wolverine, who has easily as convoluted history, and we're gonna have you guys fight out historical points. Now they're gonna have. You know, they're going. According to the images, they're going to have someone who can bust down walls with their finger fighting someone else who can bust down walls with their finger, right?
I mean, it's.
Are you talking about those teaser images?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be as straightforward as that kind of fanboy wank. It's going to be wonk or whatever.
But I think, like, they're structuring it so that they've got kind of two series going on at once, right? So there's the Avengers versus X-Men proper,
yeah,
which is going to be telling the main story with the dramatic moments and the revelations and the, you know, all that stuff. And then they've got the Avengers versus X-Men versus series, which is just going to be smash 'em up, punch 'em ups.
Okay, so like what they did with Countdown then. They had all those different versions.
Yeah.
Fight each other.
Arena.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, Arena. Wow, that was.
Yeah, I was going to compare it more to when they did Marvel versus DC when it was, you know, the pop. You know, who would you like to see fight? And they're going to finally do it. They're going to say, okay, you know what? Yeah, Juggernaut taking on Hulk. I mean, let's see it. So now that we got Colossus, let's do Colossus versus Red Hulk.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. So anyway, we got Namor, Danger, which we talked about how that's the actual Danger Room.
Yep.
Psylocke, Magneto.
Now, Psylocke confuses me now because is she still telepathic and telekinetic?
According to this program, her powers are telepathy, telekinesis, and ninja.
And ninja, because that's a power that I was unaware you could get. Okay.
Yeah. Because I remember her being – because I was reading X-Men when she got trained to be a ninja.
David, I know you read Legion, so you know that Jim Shooter created Super Karate. So it does exactly.
Exactly. I forgot. So.
Yeah, so.
Little did I know. And not only did they make her a ninja, they had to make her Asian or Chinese to be
more
exact.
Yeah, they kind of – they did that when they – I remember that when they made her, however they did, like super trained her with ninja powers, they made her look more Asian, even though she's Captain Britain's sister, isn't she?
Yeah, yes, with purple hair.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's a side effect of the ninja process, I think.
No, she had purple hair when she was Captain Britain's sister.
Oh, that's right. I remember that now. Yeah.
And she's always had purple hair, even way back in the Captain Britain series, back in the Alan Moore
trade back.
Because I had sold all my X-Men stuff at one point years ago, and got store credit for the store I was going to back when I was living up in Washington. But some of this stuff is making me want to get all that stuff from trades again. And I've been collecting trades, you know, when I find them, and I'm gonna go when I've got that 40 years of X-Men. DVD as well with all the PDFs.
I love that thing. That thing's amazing.
Yeah, I want to read because I actually do miss the X-Men. I've said that before.
That's how I caught up on the Avengers. I have that, the Fantastic Four, and the X-Men.
See, now the Fantastic Four and the X-Men, I've never read in any. The only time I really read Avengers was when Perez and Busiek was doing it. on a consistent basis, and I've never read Fantastic Four on a consistent basis. This makes me want to read X-Men again somewhat.
I just got into the Fantastic Four because of the FF series.
Yeah, I like that FF series.
You're going to laugh at my reason for it. Because one of the Power Pack kids is in it.
Oh, yeah.
We can just say Alex Power. I knew it.
I love him.
I love that. I love it. That book. That was a great book. All right, let's see. Let's move on here. We got
because what's her name? His sister. Never mind. That's a whole different conversation. Sorry.
She's not officially out yet, so no. So we can't like her yet.
Okay.
She
made some thinly veiled reference about she doesn't want to be labeled.
Okay. Never mind. I thought it was official that she was. Never mind.
No, nope, right. Not official. She might as well just say it. But. You know, to bring back Legion again, she's the Ayla and Shrinking Violet of the Marvel Universe.
Who are we talking about?
Lightspeed, Julie Powell.
Oh, okay. I see.
She's also now older than he is, isn't she?
Yes, I was just going to say that they seemingly, the oldest brother is like Franklin Richards' age, give or take.
Yeah.
And yet she's a teenager in Avengers Academy.
Okay.
She's the second oldest child.
Weird.
That was my fault. I took us off track there. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Okay, then we got the Secret Avengers, the first line of defense, which we were just getting into when you came on a call.
Okay.
So we got the Thor, Ms. Marvel, War Machine, Vision, and Beast, which still confuses me, but, you know, Captain Britain, Valkyrie, and there's a guy called Protector. Now, if I remember correctly, that is the guy from the first – arc of the new Avengers title with Bendis.
Yes, he's Marvel Boy from Grant Morrison.
He is Marvel Boy. Okay, see, that's where we were confused.
And he's from an alternate dimension, so he's not a Kree from Earth 616.
Yes, it actually says his powers are insect DNA, reflexes, and advanced tech.
He was merged with a cockroach.
Nice.
He doesn't look like a bug at all, though.
Yeah.
I thought Thor was dead.
Yeah, I don't remember Thor being a Secret Avenger.
They've got him listed.
I was going to mention that, too.
And then
he's dead. He died during Fear Itself, didn't he?
He's back, though, because they have... God, this is so sad. Because they have an ad in the comic that he's battling the new Asgardian god of thunder, Tanner Rakanakanus, or whatever his name is.
That's awesome. Okay, so, and yeah, it says follow that team in issue number 26 of Secret Adventures and it has Thor on the cover.
All right,
Captain Britain and all them.
Well, they have to bring him back soon, because if the movie comes out in, May?
Right, right.
He's in the movie prominently. He can't be dead.
Right. Which is why they brought Steve Rogers back for the Captain America movie. So, now, moving on. Wolverine and the X-Men.
I must say, it's kind of nice to geek out like this. So.
Yeah, it is. Man, I really thought... People say that the DC stuff is convoluted, but this is amazing.
DC's not convoluted in their – well, let's be fair. DC's not convoluted in their history because it literally keeps restarting.
Yeah. You got a good point.
So you have to go – like if I was just to describe Batgirl today,
right?
Which Batgirl do you want to know about?
Yeah, you know, you have a good point because they've never restarted. They've never did a crisis or any of that stuff. They just get to a certain point and they just change everything, but they don't, you know, only one Earth too, so.
Right, and they never, I do like Marvel for this one thing, and I know it's a quibble, but they never negate a story that's happened before. You might learn that it happened not the way you knew it, but they never negate that it happened.
Yeah.
So like, you know, the Phoenix story, that all happened, whereas DC would be like, "Oh yeah, we're just going to redo that."
Yeah,
which are still great stories either way. It's just a different way of looking at a universe, I think.
Okay, so, They got, okay, Wolverine and X-Men, and it says School's in Session, issue number 9.
Oh, sorry, I did want to go back to Protector. He used to be a Dark Avenger as well. He was on Norman Osborn's team.
Interesting.
And he was the only one that figured out, well, the rest of them were villains. He's the only one that figured out he was evil and quit, and that's when he became the Protector.
Okay, that's cool. All right, well, let's see. Wolverine and the X-Men. School's in Session, issue number 9. We have Wolverine. His role is the best there is. I thought that was pretty funny. You got Kitty Pryde, which she's back from Wheaton's run, which I think Magneto brought her back. But you got Iceman, and they have Rachel Gray, which they
And Kitty is solid again.
Oh, she's solid again. Okay.
She is solid again because the aliens from Astonishing X-Men came back and sliced her throat, and that metal made her solid.
Okay. Oh, lovely. They have Rachel Gray's powers as magnetism, which I'm just assume that's an error.
Yeah,
it definitely is an error.
Yeah, because I've seen her do the psychic thing. So, and she's got the Phoenix Force right now, doesn't she? Or an aspect?
No, that was stolen back from her, but they keep drawing it.
Because I know I've got trades of her when she was with the Starjammers.
Yeah, when she was in War of Kings,
right.
You know, that cosmic saga.
Yeah.
In the midst of a battle, she says, "Oh, Mom, no, not now," and it takes away all of her Phoenix Force.
Oh.
And so she just becomes the telekinetic telepath that she is normally, but they keep drawing the effect.
I thought her bird boyfriend had the Phoenix power as well, Corvus.
In his sword.
In his sword. Oh.
Well, of course.
You know, like most boyfriends do.
Everyone's doing the finger quotes. His sword.
In his sword.
Nice. His
alien sword.
So. Okay. And we have Rogue in here, of course.
Who can now touch anybody she wants anytime she wants.
Get out of here.
Your powers.
She just did the nasty with Magneto too last month.
Yeah. Wow. They've had a relationship since they went through the Sage Perilous way back in the Australian days.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay. Jeez. Okay, then we got a thing of wild cards here. Quicksilver, Nova, which they've changed his costume since I saw him in Annihilation Conquest.
Wait, Nova's dead.
Well, in the number one, the preview for number one that is in this, they show him crashing there.
No, they show a member of the Nova Corps crashing. They don't actually show Nova, the one we know.
Okay,
crashing.
So it's not Richard Snyder. Yeah, this is must be a new Nova then.
Although to be fair, that happened in Realm of Kings. He stayed behind and got killed.
See, I didn't.
Along with Star Lord. But Black Bolt got killed as well. Yeah, Star Lord did too.
Damn.
Black Bolt was dead, but he's in the FF now with no rhyme or reason on how he's alive.
And he's got 5 wives.
Yes, 5 not very attractive wives.
Okay.
One of them's a horse. He's married to a horse.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so the rest.
I heard a ton of jokes for that, but I'm going to let that one go.
Jeez, okay. Other listed on the wild cards here, you got.
He's got a Phoenix sword too.
Oh, Lord. Scarlet Witch, and the Hulk, the green one.
For Scarlet Witch, I have no idea how they're going to be able to use her because Children's Crusade is officially not done yet. It was supposed to be done a year ago.
Well, I think the last
one. And we have 3 issues left.
Oh, is it? Okay.
There's still 3 issues left of that book?
I think it's a 9-issue series. I think 6 is the last one that came out.
Wow. Holy crap.
So, wow. And it was supposed to be released this week, and so I was all like, yay, and they're like, oh, you know, that's been pushed back like a month.
Oh, Lord.
So technically, she has no powers according to that miniseries.
Well, they've got her on the cover of Avengers vs. X-Men number 0, so...
Well, and she's been in all the solicits because you guys mentioned how her cape is feminine anatomy.
Yeah, well, that I read that somewhere.
I see that, sorry, but I've also never seen that feminine anatomy.
Yeah, well, it's the cover. Well, you know, I guess.
I've seen it.
Okay, so you got. They got the Green Hulk listed. Deadpool. Why, I don't know.
Because Deadpool rocks. Deadpool
okay, all right, fine. You got Cable is in here too, is a wild card. Okay, so, and it lists the writers and artists, which we can go over again. Jason Aaron from the X-Men, Brian Bendis from Avengers, Edmund Brubaker from Captain America, Matt Fraction from Invincible Iron Man, Jonathan Hickman from Fantastic Four, John Romita Jr. from The Amazing Spider-Man, but, you know, he's done a lot of stuff, which I'm going to read at least this main title. I'm going to say that now. I'm probably going to hate myself for it, but anyway. Then you got artist Olivier Coppel and Adam Kubert. And then he goes into a Avengers vs. X-Men issue number one preview. Shows Scott and Hope talking. She's sneaking out at night with his jetpack, which that was kind of weird. And then she steals his power and blasts him. So, and then it shows the road to Avengers vs. X, and it's all list of all these trade paperbacks, you know, Avengers, and apparently they have one coming out in April called Avengers vs. X-Men, It's Coming, which, yeah, and they list on 314, they also list the hardcover of the Children's Crusade, so... That should be interesting.
Maybe it'll only be issues 1 through 5.
Yeah. And okay, go ahead.
I want to take a step sideways here. So, David, you said that Scarlet Witch doesn't have her powers, but I haven't read 6, but it's been a couple months, so I don't think spoilers are necessary here. But spoiler warnings, excuse me. But I thought she started throwing people's powers back to them, like Richter got his powers back, for instance.
It's weird because she, when she was in the Avengers and Hawkeye found her and she was living in some remote village, she didn't know she was a mutant, or we were led to believe she likes to fake she's not a mutant anymore. Okay. Then in Children's Crusade, she got, you know, her whole dementia, and spoiler warnings, her whole dementia and the whole reason she went insane is because of Dr. Doom. Like, he's been manipulating her for years through his sorceral abilities that have amazing consequences now. And so she's a mutant, but it's magic. So it's not really clear what power she's utilizing right now.
Okay.
But she did give Richter back his abilities, which obviously hasn't shown up in X-Factor.
Actually, it did. It is.
I only read X-Factor in trade, so... Okay. Has it shown up for me? Maybe I should say that.
Okay.
It is. Yeah, Peter David has written it back in, so it's there.
Hmm.
Well, that's cool.
So somehow Children's Crusade is having impacts, even though it hasn't ended yet. Okay, got it.
And it's just well, and it's like his Young Avengers run. I mean, it just took 12 years to get going.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed they're not in the series at all.
Hmm.
Aren't they over in Avengers Academy?
No.
No. Oh, I thought they were.
The Runaways, aren't they over there?
They're coming to battle them.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of this.
Bring it on competition.
Okay. I got my Kick-Ass Teen Heroes confused. Runaways versus Young Avengers, so sorry.
Yeah, because the Young Avengers are only in Children's Crusade right now, and I'm like, I feel like they're being place held until that series is done for them to be distributed elsewhere. You know, there's not enough Avenger books. They don't have a home. They can pull one more together for us.
Maybe when all those characters join together for the new movie based team, they'll all become Avengers proper.
There you go. We just start West Coast Avengers again, or you know, the Midwest Avengers.
Okay.
We love our burn here on the long box. So
we do.
Okay, at least two of us do. How about that?
I'm not sure if I like the man, but his stuff's okay.
Okay,
so I don't mind his work. I don't particularly enjoy him, but yeah. I don't know him on a per.
Well, I actually saw him at a comic convention, and he was probably the biggest ass in the at the convention. It was like a 96. He wouldn't even talk to anybody.
You're a comic book creator. I mean, you guys are more in the industry than I, who's just the reader. Do you sometimes feel an ego like that is necessary to survive the industry?
Well, I've only written a 5-page story, so my ego isn't that big.
I know, but
yet.
You're an author now. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, I have written a book. Yeah, my wife would disagree with you, but I could see it sometimes how that would be there.
I think Murray would agree that Chris has become a bigger asshole since the book was put together. Holy ego.
Well, I mean, I do have my haters, you know, from my IT stuff, stuff I've written with that. But
boy.
You just read the reviews on the book I wrote that's on Amazon. I wrote, I don't know how many years ago it is now, and how it sucks and everything else and, you know, all that. So, yeah, that's lovely. So, anyway, news about that. That's ready to order, but we need to check it and make sure it's right before anybody orders it. So that should be fun.
So he's a shill as well.
Yes, I am a shill. I'll be the first to tell you that. Exactly. We were talking about what side of Wolverine's going to be on. I'm looking at the preview of issue number one, and, you know, Captain America's talking to Wolverine, and, you know, they're going back and forth about what's going on. And it says, hey, can I count? And then Captain America asks him, can I count on you in the school? And Wolverine says, I made this school to keep these kids out of the fighting. And then he said, Captain America says, can I count on you? And it just shows him looking up at him and doesn't say anything. So it's, and it goes on, you know, Captain America shows up at Utopia, and that's probably where it's going to start. So it should be interesting. And it's got some preview art of number two in here. Where was that? Shows Magneto and Iron Man fighting. And, it looks like Wolverine is going to be on the Avengers side because it shows him facing off with against Colossus.
But then there's another there's another preview art where it shows him going up against Captain America.
Oh really?
Yep.
I missed that.
Yep. It's drawn by Romita Jr. It says, the question, which side is Wolverine, both an Avenger and an X-Men, going to be on? Could be answered with John Romita Jr.'s depiction of Logan fighting his old war buddy, Captain America. But, as was stressed all week, there is absolutely no reason to think that these teasers are a literal indication of what is happening in the series.
That's right.
It'd be better to have him fight himself. That'd be awesome. Like, have him in his Avengers outfit, have him in his X-Men outfit, and just, like, duke it out over philosophy.
Or they should just have him in this white X-Force outfit going, I don't know.
I'm so confused. Now, you guys probably talked about this already. I avoid previews like The Plague because I kind of like to still be surprised.
Yeah.
What is the impetus for these two teams battling?
Oh, it's the Phoenix Force.
Oh, okay.
The Phoenix Force is coming back, and, you know, Captain America talks to Wolverine, and he basically tells him it's going to Hope, and they want Hope, basically. Well, Cyclops isn't going to let him have it, and that's what it's all about. It's the whole thing. It's about the Phoenix Force. Because it shows in the previews of number one that Captain America and Iron Man are at the White House giving them a briefing, and Nova crashes at Avengers Mansion, and you know, they figure out, he tells them they discovered an energy signature on Nova's uniform. I'm reading Iron Man's words. As luck would have it, we've actually been searching for this exact energy signature ever since the Jean Grey incident. Jean Grey of the X-Men, and it shows a picture of her behind them. Once I locked on the energy signature, I was able to backtrack Nova's arc of travel. I have run the math on this pretty 50 different ways, and it's coming here. The Phoenix Force is headed towards Earth. And that's pretty much the entire thing. And as they're talking, a alarm that he had set up goes off saying that it is, you know, getting closer. And they didn't want to destroy it before it gets here, and that's when it all starts.
So this was never a problem the whole time Rachel had the Phoenix Force.
Apparently.
Like, nobody ever went after her when she was on Excalibur or on the X-Men, but now all of a sudden it's an issue.
Exactly. You know, all the stuff I read, because at the very beginning of the preview, they got that Axel guy talking about how, you know, this is what we've been building up to for the last 12 years, and I heard a couple others. I think Jason Aaron said, this is what my run on the X-Men has been building up to, and they talk like they've been planning this for the last, you know, decade and a half. Which,
so does this mean Jean is coming back?
Or is it
just
so.
The Force?
From what I gathered that them, Wolverine and Captain America talking about here is that the Phoenix Force is coming to it's looking for a host, is what they think, the Avengers think, and Wolverine tells them, well, it's coming to Hope to be the for her to be the host.
Okay, well.
Mm-hmm.
So they just assume because she happens to be a cute petite little redhead, of course it's going to go to her?
Well, they, yes. I mean, they give a little bit more detail in here, and there might be stuff in between, but Wolverine pretty much told them that's what's happening.
Because Wolverine, being the super scientist that he is, could know that, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, Captain America asks him, it's coming to Earth, but where? And he goes, I know where it's going. Everyone in the mutant community knows where it's going. And he says, then I need Scott Summers to work with us. I need the Avengers, X-Men Avengers to work. And then Wolverine cuts him off. This thing killed Summers' girl, and with it, any chance he had at any sort of happiness. This thing coming back, he's going to have an agenda, and he won't even see it that way. I know him. He don't exactly let go of things, and that's when Captain America asks if I can count on you.
But the last time it came back, it went to Emma.
I don't know.
And then it went to the separate. Yeah, it went to Emma in those.
Oh, that's right.
Phoenix War Song and
In Song. That was the name of it. Yeah, I remember seeing.
Yeah, and they figured out that the Cuckoos are Emma's clones because they were also designed to hold the Phoenix Force. And I thought three of them had the Phoenix Force.
Ay, ay, ay.
Well, and in some of the preview images that they've been showing for this, they show Iron Fist wielding the Phoenix Force.
I saw that.
That would be awesome.
Wait, he doesn't have red hair.
Come on, that would be really good. He could dye it.
Maybe he really is a petite little girl on the inside.
Possible.
He's got those squishy warm feelings from all his training.
Misty Knight was just a beard.
Yeah. Exactly. He was like, dear diary, today I could learn. I learned the important factor.
Alright. Well, geez, I don't know. Have we covered this pretty good so far?
Yeah, I'm wondering what's gonna happen afterwards though. Like it's 12 issues, 6 months. It's going to be finishing September, which is right when DC's New 52 will be hitting its first year. And I don't know, there's been rumors that maybe this is going to be like Marvel's version of resetting the Marvel Universe somehow.
When you're talking about the Phoenix Force, you never know.
Thing, right? Like the Phoenix Force recreates stuff, kills things, and then recreates it. Are they going to use it to do the big reset? Like, is this going to be Marvel's Crisis?
I don't know.
If it is, to Marvel's credit, this sounds better thought out than Flashpoint.
Totally. Like, if this is going to be their swan song to the Marvel Universe, it looks like there's been more thought put into it than the Flashpoint, which was a nice Elseworlds story, but if the new DC 52 hadn't spun out of it,
it would
be completely forgotten.
No matter what DC says, I don't think they planned that for a long time. I think they got to a certain point that somebody upstairs says, you guys need to fix this crap. We're not selling enough. And they just scrambled and got all this together. I don't think it took a year or 2 years for them to plan that. You know, 6 months, maybe. That's just my...
I don't know. I think they've had Flashpoint planned for a while, but I don't know that they planned for it to morph into the new 52 until later. Or they had had the plans for the new 52 for quite a while, but they decided to connect it to Flashpoint a little later on. Like, I think, I don't know.
It's well, because it started strong, and then it just kind of petered out to me, but, you know.
I think it was more going to be like an Age of Apocalypse kind of thing where it was going to be temporary, and then they went, huh, you know what? Our sales blow. Let's do something dramatic. But that's a different conversation. I think Marvel, to David's point earlier, is, you know, they are really good about not rebooting. They will, you know, retro stories, but all the stories exist and matter. So I think that you know, this may just be a way of launching a shitload of number ones.
Well, it's very possible. If they use it to do it, they're doing it right in September, right when DC did theirs, a year after. Like, it's the timing is perfect. But you're right, it's going to be – it could potentially be a much stronger Flashpoint than Flashpoint was.
I agree with you, Murray, that Flashpoint had to have been planned for a while. I mean, its references were populated throughout the books. But true. I don't think it was ever supposed to be a crisis story.
Yeah.
Which, of course, you know, we're not allowed to use the word crisis anymore. But oh, you can tell that two-page panel where they merged all the three different universes was pretty hastily thrown together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And along that line, well, not really. Back to the AVX thing, Marvel actually has a website that has a lot of stuff on here. You can be notified, signed up, notify me when issues go on sale, and they have some preview pages. They've got the cover of Avengers vs. X-Men number 2, and it has the Phoenix prominently displayed. Let me send that link to you guys here.
And so Caleb had mentioned how this is going to be like the DC Marvel fights when they did the amalgam.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think any of these fights will actually have a clear winner?
I don't think so.
I don't see how they can do that.
I say no. I say this is just an opportunity for us to see some really cool fights done by some really cool artists. I mean, we got Umberto Ramos drawing Spider-Woman versus Gambit. How cool is that going to look?
That would be cool.
Or we've got who's this doing the Juggernaut thing? It's Dale Keown. Dale freaking Keown doing Juggernaut versus or Colossus versus Thing. I mean, when was the last time we saw him on a mainstream book? I mean, who else we got here? We got Alan Davis drawing Luke Cage versus Beast. Wow!
Yeah. To be fair, though, I think those are just teaser images, so we don't know if those are actually planned punch-em-ups or just let's get them talking and then we'll roll out our titles. But either way, like, the talent it looks like they're getting
looks cool. It definitely looks good. I will be getting it, at least the main title.
It'll be interesting to see if the rollout after this, like, I think they're going to get a ton of buzz. They're going to get a ton of eyes on Avengers versus X-Men, which is great. But as a follow-up, like, what DC did then was, like, the digital stuff. Mm-hmm. All their issues went digital. They kept their prices at $2.99, or they gave you extra content for $3.99. So that's where Marvel is going to – like, it'll be interesting to see, is Marvel finally going to – roll out all their stuff digitally? Are they going to match prices and page counts, or are they going to continue to do the $3.99 if we feel like it, $2.99 if we like it, and have like a page count that is constantly in flux? Like, I was looking at some of their stuff on Comixology, and I was looking at page counts, and it was like 32 pages, 22 pages, 19 pages, 20 pages, 22. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no consistency.
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
Yeah, they've
99. Yeah. I don't know what I'm getting. Blah.
Yeah, they've gone over that several times on Bleeding Cool about that, how that they go up and down with their page counts, but they still charge $3.99 for them.
No, Marvel is going to, unless DC does something really dramatic, Marvel owns this summer as well as September at this point.
Yeah, this is true. With this is going to be big for sure. So.
Well, and just the movie alone gives them a bigger push.
This is true. This is true. So.
It's on my geek moment. It's on my calendar, so I don't forget to go see it.
But yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, right. Like I'm going to forget to see that. That's what I'm waiting for more than anything.
My daughter is just like, Daddy, we're going to go see it. Yes, of course we're going to go see it. Chill. It's good. We're going. My God. As I'm totally geeking out on the inside, yeah. By the way.
Is there like, my sister's kids are kind of ticked. There's no female figures to buy. It's all the boys and no Black Widow.
Yeah, well, that's
Black Widow figure. I mean,
they should.
Scarlett Johansson makes my skin crawl, but there's no Black Widow figures.
Wow. There's no Black Widow figure. I mean, even if they did like just a Marvel Universe set or something like that. I mean, there's one girl on the team. It's 2012. Maybe you should put her out in some kind of form. Hmm. But it's all, you know, Hulk, Captain America, and Thor.
Yeah.
And then now they're doing Hawkeye, but no. There's one statue of Black Widow that you can buy, you know, those maquettes, I think they're called. And somebody on Facebook is like, why does Scarlett Johansson look like she just smelled a fart? So...
Jeez.
Because that's one of her two expressions, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've go
Ghost ahead. World.
What?
Oh, I was just saying, I saw Ghost World. She can only do two expressions.
Oh,
so.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we've hit this as much as we can, considering it's not even out yet. So I think we can wrap it up.
I just want to say if these teaser images do represent what these stories are going to be and who's going to be drawing them, I'm actually more. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, this is just going to be fun comic book stuff, which is missing a lot. I mean, we you know, even with this new DCU, there's a lot of darkness. There's a lot of hand wringing and emo crap going on, and it's going on in the Marvel universe too. This could just be fun shit blowing up. Fun.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
I
like,
agree.
It's the comic book version of a Michael Bay movie. Everything's been so cerebral. Like the Avengers, I like the Avengers. I like Brian Michael Bendis. I find him a very competent author. I feel like he gets the tones right. Mm-hmm. But after a while, it's like, how long can they talk? Just do something. Beat a villain up. Just do something, please.
Yeah. He is pretty talky in his Avengers books. What's your term for it, Murray?
Thinky book?
Yeah, thinky, yes. So, I think it's going to be a good summer for Marvel. And I hope DC gets a clue and sees, okay, you know what? Yeah, we did really well last year, but we don't necessarily have to make all our characters and all of our books dark. I mean, these are supposed to ultimately get bigger allowances than they used to. And they do. My daughters love it. And your nieces love it. And Murray, I know that your daughter loves this stuff, and Chris, you had kids, you would be shoving this shit down their throat.
Oh, well, I'm already trying to get my nephews into it, so.
So there you go. There is an audience there, and they can't forget that. I think Marvel is going to, Marvel's going to prove that that kids will still read this stuff because it's fun.
Yeah,
and with this crossover, they show 90% of the Marvel universe.
Yeah. There you go.
Very few characters are actually excluded from this. So if this was the only Marvel thing you read, you could easily go from this and go, I want to learn more about Daredevil or Iron Fist. And and because they're on five or six teams, you're like, oh, oh, if I want to read about Hawkeye, you now have to buy four books.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, great. A great sales point. As you were mentioning earlier, Murray, these books are not going to be, you know, it, maybe this will give them an opportunity to figure out the price point. You know, because people are going to say, you know what, yeah, I want to buy four books that have Hawkeye in it, but I don't necessarily want to spend, you know, $16 for it.
Yeah.
Who needs food? They can afford four times.
Well, you know, I could, you know, that'd be a good way for me to go on a diet. Just, you know, spend all my money on this. So. But yeah, so, all right. Well, that wraps it up. You want to comment on this or any other episode, you can send us an email at podcast@tellsfromthelongbox.com. We're also on Twitter at TFTLongbox. And, of course, the very high volume 60-some-odd people on the Tales from the Long Box podcast Facebook group. And that's where we met David and brought him in on the fold. And in fact, it was you that wanted more Marvel stuff, right?
Yes, because you guys did how many DC 52-week events?
Yeah, I know. We did a lot.
Although I do have to say I love you guys because I have a two-hour one-way commute to work.
Cool.
So you guys fit my commute almost perfectly.
Well, there you go. That's that's good to know. Well, that's mine. Yeah, thanks for joining us, David. It was
great. Thanks so much for the invite. I appreciate it, guys.
Sure.
And I tell you what, just as I step on everyone else here, if we as we start to drift away from Marvel, keep us honest, and we'll drag you back on if you have time. So.
Yep. Oh, sweet. Yep. Sunday's a pretty lazy day for us around here. So.
Oh well, yeah. Yes, this is my favorite day. So that's for sure.
So, all right, have a good one.
All right, you guys too.
You guys, I'm off to do
homework. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.